It was my senior year and the first game of the season. I could feel big things were going to happen this year. Several Division I colleges were interested in me, and Colorado State had already offered me a full tuition scholarship. Football was my life, and this season was my chance to shine. Only a few weeks before our season opener, I sat with a group of six guys at my church in a close circle of folding chairs. We talked that night about purpose and priorities. I asked the guys to pray for my priorities to change. But I'll be honest, I didn't ask for this prayer because I wanted God to be number one. Instead, my real intention was to have a better football season. Partying and girls were taking my focus away from harder practice and concentration from my goal, playing professional football. I knew I needed a deeper focus and dedication to be a successful player. And that was what I wanted more than anything. The entire summer, I shut out everything that wasn't football. I even slept with a football at night. In that first game, everything was going as planned. I was having a great game at both running back and linebacker. We were in overtime and seconds away from a win, but it was the other team's ball. If we held them, the game would be ours. As their offense readied on the line of scrimmage, I eyed the running back carefully from my position at linebacker. I could tell he was headed my way. Sure enough, the quarterback handed him the ball and he bulldozed his way through our first line of defenders. I crouched low, shifted my weight, and waited. I knew I had him. Bam! I slammed into him and we both crashed to the ground. Chills ran through my body for several seconds. I took a deep breath and stood up shakily. The nagging pain in my neck was bad enough that I knew I'd be useless on the next play. I walked off the field and the trainer quickly checked me out. "I'm just out for a play," I said. "I can go back in." "No way. You're not going back in tonight." I was disappointed, but I knew it wouldn't do me any good to argue. After the game, we always knelt at the center of the field and sang a hymn. But that night, I couldn't kneel. My neck was throbbing so intensely I could barely move. The coaches noticed I was in more pain than I'd admit, and the trainer called an ambulance. "It's just a precaution," I told myself. "It's not that bad." At the hospital, a doctor checked me out quickly and ordered an x-ray. After what seemed like hours, he came back into the room. "You have the same spinal injury as Christopher Reeve," he said. "You're lucky to be alive, but you'll definitely never play football again." Everything seemed like a blur. All I remember is Mom holding my hand and the doctor saying something about scheduling surgery. All I could think was, football is gone. I wouldn't play in college. I wouldn't go pro. I'd never play again. My dreams were gone. Football is all I am, I thought. There's nothing left. The doctor left and the room remained completely quiet. Then, my weight training coach stepped forward. He placed his hands on me and broke the silence by saying, "The Lord knows the plans He has for you, Cliff. Plans for hope and a future." Jeremiah 29:11. I woke up from surgery wearing a big metal halo designed to keep my spinal cord straight. All I could do was sit and stare out the window for almost 2 weeks, and I did a lot of thinking. It was easy for me to feel sorry for myself, and I wish I could still have things my way, still be playing football. But every time I started sinking into self-pity, doubt, or anger, I thought about what my coach said. "The Lord knows the plans He has for you, Cliff." Somehow, just rehearing that reminder over and over made me know it was true. I had to trust God in all of this. I made amazingly quick progress. I was only in the hospital for 10 days. I was able to walk out soon after. In fact, only 2 weeks after that opening game, I even had the honor of walking out on the field with my teammates for the coin toss. 3 weeks after the accident, I was back in school. When my discipleship group met those few weeks before, I had prayed for my priorities to change, but it was so I could better serve myself, not so I could better serve God. Now, God was using my injury to show me what my priorities really needed to be. I couldn't take life for granted anymore. My first priority is to try being who God intended me to be. People don't remember titles or trophies anyway. They remember the influence we had on them, our character, and our identity in Christ.